What is it that we're living for?
Welcome to American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop harmony. For those of you who may be new to our show, acapella is vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop harmony is a style of acapella. Although we play barbershop music most of the time, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles of music. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop harmony has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. I'm Joe Connolly, and now here are your mighty awesome hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Here we are for another exciting episode of American Acapella, Jamie. Episode number 205.
205.
Yeah, many, many years now of doing this together. And you don't look much different, actually.
No, I kind of look the same. That's good, though.
The only
And I'm 82.
Well, you look pretty good for 82, actually. You know, I didn't think you'd make it that long.
Thank you. What?
Is that like dog years or something?
I don't know. Years,
okay.
Yes.
Today we're certainly going to have a variety, because one of the things I want to talk about is something that the Barbershop Harmony Society is doing called the Legacy Quartet Championship. Because they are not having, or did not have in July, an international convention, the society thought they would go virtual and have a quartet contest of the best quartet that never won before. So in other words, if a lot of quartets came close over the years and were consistently in the top 10 or getting close, but they didn't win, but they were still great quartets. So a group of the barbershop executives and so forth got together and decided that they would try to come up with the top 25 quartets that fit into that category. Now, do you have one of your favorites that might fit into a category that didn't win? In other words, Keepsake won.
Suntones?
Suntones won, you know.
So one that didn't win.
One that didn't win. So, see, that would be a little bit more difficult for somebody that wasn't, like, there all the time saying, oh, yeah, I remember the day. You got to be old like me. A lot of quartets did make the list. This was put together by Steve Armstrong, who is famous for being a judge and the director of the Toronto Northern Lights, David Wright, which a lot of people know as a great arranger, Jim Henry, who is the two-time winner, bass of Gas House Gang and Crossroads and International Championship Chorus Director, Mike Slamka, who also sings with Jim Henry and Crossroads, but got his first medal with Power Play, and my old buddy Jim Bagby, who was with Rural Route 4 back in the day.
So they just picked anybody.
Well, they got together. Yeah, they all five of those guys obviously have significant credentials to remember back to when those things were going on, where some of the quartets that newer people might not remember.
So how did they do this? With recordings, videos?
They did it with recordings, and the problem was that a lot of the recordings were, you know, possibly reel-to-reel.
Especially for the older quartets.
Right, and the video was perhaps 16 millimeter. All of that stuff had to be preserved and restored, and quite a crew got together and did a wonderful job, headed up by Dustin Guyton, and put together the quartets for those people to listen to. From that, they chose their favorites. And of the 25, last Saturday, they played 20 of them, what came down to the top 20, and then people had a chance to vote, like I voted, for who I thought would make the top 10. And Saturday, we're recording this on Thursday, and where it's actually being honest, it's Thursday the 27th. So on the 29th, there's going to be another contest in the top 10. But the results of that contest won't be known until probably Monday or Tuesday of next week. So I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to tell you of the top 10 who my three favorite.
So you're going to play Nostradamus.
I am. I'm going to try to predict that one of these three that I'm going to play for you today might be the winner. I could be completely wrong. I only had six right out of the 10 when I tried to pick the 10. Interestingly enough, those people that I mentioned, they didn't know who the finalists were going to be, and they kind of agreed with me on the ones that didn't make it, because it's public voting. So if you're listening to a quartet from 40 years ago and you don't remember how good they really were. And
right,
maybe
during that time against the people they were competing with. Right.
That's right. The sound was very different. Things were different. So that's going to be the shot today. So I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to start with a quartet. I'll tell you about them a little bit later, but their name is 139th Street, and that'll get the music started.
Now whatever happened to the songs of them? Oh, how I'd love to sing them all again. Oh, won't you sing me a good old barbershop song? One where the whole gang can sing along. A song with a beautiful melody and plenty of good close harmony. To sing about the good times of long ago, not too high and not too low, not too soft and not too strong. A good old barbershop's good old song. Whatever happened to the songs of then? How I love to sing them all again. With sweet Adeline, sweet Adeline, that old barbershop star. And where's the gang? That gang that sang Heart of Mine. Dixie and the tears would start. I'd love to sail away on the old Henry Clay and sing a good old barbershop one more song. Sing an old barbershop song, an old song, barbershop.
Well, as you can hear, Jamie, that was a live recording, and I'll tell you much more about the quartets and the process, but I went a little long in that first segment. So let's get to some music that you found for us to hear.
Yes, 5 O'Clock Shadow, who you said you were familiar with. They're from the Boston area and have competed in Harmony Sweeps, which is a popular a cappella contest. And they started more than 20 years ago in 1991. The five guys got together just to sing doo-wop and jazz harmonies, and they've become kind of a staple in the a cappella world in the New England area. And we're going to listen to a few songs from them, and we're going to start with a song called Love Yourself.
Oh, for all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the pubs you get in using me name. You think you broke me heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on me own, but I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care, I don't. But you still hit me phone up. And honey, I'll be moving on, and I think you should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that. Me mum, she don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in me job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on me own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh honey, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated all me mates, they all agree
worst mistake. And every time he told me my opinion was wrong and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care, I don't, but you still hit me phone up. And baby, are we moving on? And I think you should be something. I don't wanna hold back, maybe you should know that. My mom, she don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in me job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know, I better sleep it on me own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh honey, you should go and look yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down me walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh honey, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Sing it with me!
If you like the way you look that much, oh honey, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Now, 5 o'clock Shadow did win the Harmony Sweeps in Boston, and they won it twice, once in 1995 and in 1997.
I do remember them. All right, I'm going to go back to 139th Street, tell you a little bit about the quartet. The quartet had several iterations, if you will, four leads over their lifetime. They were very, very popular. The combination that we're listening to is Larry Wright on lead. You might remember him, Jamie, from
yep.
The guy that I sang with in the Music Man tour nationally. And then Pete Nuschel on baritone, Jim Klein, who went on to win with Gotcha, singing bass, and the tenor Doug Anderson, who unfortunately just passed away this past weekend. Interesting, kind of an interesting story. He did get to listen to the presentation on Saturday and unfortunately passed away Saturday night. So our thoughts are out and prayers are out to the Doug Anderson and his family. And he was a great, great tenor, one of the greatest of all time. We're going to hear another 139th Street song. This one is, this is one of those that is one of their typical fun Bowery Boys medley. And we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Oh, we are the boys of the Bowery. We sell papers on Times Square. We shoot craps on 42nd Street. We are happy when the cops are off their beat. Oh, we are a jolly bunch of rounders, known for miles around. We hope we make a hit when we do our little bit. We're the Bowery Boys from New York town. We're saying goodbye, my Coney Island baby. Farewell, my own true love. I'm gonna go away and leave you, never to see you anymore.
Never gonna see you.
I'll be down in the heart of the Gas House District in my hometown, hometown. A friend is a friend and a stick to the end. Whether you're up or you're down, you're down on the east side of Doity, Doity, Doity.
It's me
on me. Own sweet home. Some people think it's the home of black guys, just because guys don't wear collars and ties. That's only bunk. They just say that in fun. Really, side folks, here's the best folks. What come? They'd give their shite
only danger. None down on the east side of Toyn, down on the east, I said, east side, west side, all around the town, the tots, they ring around Rosie, London bridges falling down, boys and girls together, me and maybe O'Rourke. We trip the light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York. I'll be sailing on that ferry boat, never to return again. So goodbye, farewell,
so long,
so long forever. Boys must say goodbye. You're
listening to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we've been listening to some barbershop quartets that were the greatest of all times. We listened to 139th Street in that last set. And this is a contest that is being put on by the Barbershop Harmony Society of the greatest quartets, hyphen, that never won the international championship. So a lot of great performances and great groups over the years, but didn't quite get the gold medal, and there were 20 of them. The top 10 have been narrowed down. I'm going to read them off real quick right now. This is a contest that is happening on the 29th, so if you're listening to us on Saturday, that'll be tonight, and if you're listening to us on Sunday, it happened last night, and this is the results aren't known and won't be known for a few days, so I'm guessing at this. But the top 10 are known. Here's the ones that will be competing. The Naturals, the Eastern Airs, State Line Grocery, Harrington Brothers, Four Rascals, Center Stage, 139th Street, Riptide, Sundowners, and Metropolis. And I told the audience at the beginning of this show, I'm going out on a limb and giving you my three, any one of which could be the winner. So I'm picking three winners of this contest.
So what are they?
Well, it's, as I've said, 139th Street. The next one we're going to listen to is the same lead singer, Sundowners, Larry Wright. You think I'm prejudiced?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I could be. Sundowners were a great quartet. We'll listen to them next. I'll tell you about them after that. And then my third pick is probably a popular choice, I'm guessing, Metropolis. They're not from that long ago. A lot of people still remember them versus Sundowners, which is back in the 1960s. Jamie, where were you in the 1960s?
I was not even a thought.
All right. Well, there you go. So I remember them very well. I had opportunity to sing with them and do shows with them. So here's the Sundowners. And in this song, I'm going to let you guess about it. I'll talk about it afterwards.
Those are so wisdom of the world.
see the deepness of the sea.
I see the deepness of the sea. Passing of the years in your eyes, and when we part, there'll be no tears, no goodbyes. I'll just look into your eyes. Those eyes, so
okay, Jamie, I'm going to try to catch you before you look everything up. What movie was that song from?
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle is correct, and that was back in the late mid to late 60s, I guess. And the next part of the trivia question is, who was it sung to? So it's a beautiful love ballad, When I Look in Your Eyes. Who did Dr. Doolittle sing that song to?
I don't know.
I see you can't find it on your phone. That's the kind of stuff you got to know.
I see a still picture of it, of him looking at somebody with a bonnet on, but it doesn't show the person's face.
It's actually a seal with the bonnet on.
Is it really?
Yes. So he was singing to a seal, that beautiful love song. You probably never listened to it the same. Okay, let's go to another 5 o'clock. I'm sorry. Yeah, 5 o'clock Shadows song. This is called I Will Wait. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're going to play another song by them, but 5 O'Clock Shadow has, now that I moved things and I'm looking at Dr. Doolittle, they've performed on many places like VH1's Breakthrough, on Fox News, WB's Morning Show, A&E, ESPN, PBS, and a lot more. They've also sung for the Boston Red Sox, New England Patriots, and at the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. They sang for that as well. So they go by FOCS, so Fox. And this next song, like Mike said, is called I Will Wait.
Well, I came home like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms. These days of dust, which we've known, will blow away. But I'll kneel down, wait for now. And I'll kneel down, know my ground. And I'll break my step
you forgave, and I won't forget. Know what we've seen, and in with less, and in some way shake the excess. Strong and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes, a tethered mind freed from the lies. And I'll kneel down, wait for now. And I'll kneel down, know my ground. And I will wait, I will wait for you. And I will wait, I will wait for you.
Nice singing by 5 o'clock Shadow, New England's very own group.
That's right.
Nice find, Jamie. It's great to hear them again. Getting back to the Sundowners. The Sundowners, as I mentioned, were a product of the 1960s into 1970. And the original Sundowners Quartet was Larry Wright on lead and Greg, his brother, on tenor, Greg Wright. And then the baritone was old friend of mine, Doug Miller, and the bass was Dave Brady. And that group changed parts around in 1969, and Larry stayed on lead, but Greg switched from tenor to baritone, and they picked up Doug Smith from Cincinnati, Ohio, singing bass, great bass singer, still around, still very active, and Jack Hayes singing tenor, and Jack was a Connecticut product, and as a matter of fact, their very first show I got the opportunity to sing on when the new combination started. They made an appearance on the New London show kind of as a surprise.
Oh, so really?
Yeah, and then they went on to fame and fortune, as they say, from then. And the quartet disbanded when Larry and Greg went out on the road professionally and did a professional duo, and that was kind of the end of their reign. They did come in second a couple times. They were very highly touted and did a gazillion shows. And this song that we're going to play for you now is kind of famous in itself because the tag of the song, if you're a barbershop fan and you've ever been to a barbershop convention, you probably have sung the tag or heard somebody in the lobby of a hotel singing this tag. It's one of the most famous of all time. And it's one of those that was written by S.K. Grundy, who did a lot of things for barbershopping. And the quartet met him when they were out in Los Angeles. And the story goes that he wrote the song or arranged the song for them. And then they went back the next day after they got the music and sang it for him.
Oh, wow.
So a talented group of guys. The song is called Each Time I Fall in Love. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
They say that all who love are blind, and I'm not one to disagree. For more and more each day I find love has made a fool of me. She's just a girl I knew so long ago, the kind of girl I should forget, I know. But the memory still lingers, I'm still dreaming of that wonderful first time a guy falls in love. I heard the church bells pealing, taunting me again, that same old feeling haunting me. Don't remember just how or just when, but I fell in love again. Foolish ones again. I guess there's really nothing I can do. Each new affair still thrills me through and through. But each time I fall in love, I'm only falling in love all over again.
American a cappella here on WCRI, the classical station. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And Jamie, in case people listening and maybe tuning in for the first time and they want to get in touch with us, how do they go about doing that?
Yes, you can email us at WCRI@classical959.com. Just let us know any suggestions. What do you think about the show? This, that, and the other thing. You can also go to AmericanAcapella.com. There you can listen to current and past shows. And then you can also follow us on Twitter at AMACShow. And I actually pick some of the groups that follow us from there.
Right. Quite a few of the groups that we've found that we weren't aware of, perhaps from all over the world, have been followers of the program, and we picked them up, and Jamie listens to them, and they pass the test, and they get on the air.
It's a very, very hard test.
It's a very hard test, it is. But normally what we do is I usually play some barbershop quartets, and Jamie finds the other groups. Today he's found a 5 o'clock Shadow, a favorite of New England, and we've listened to a couple of their tunes. We have another one to go. But before we get there, I've been talking about the Legacy Barbershop Quartet Contest, which is the contest that's going on this weekend. And this show you're listening to is pre-recorded. We're doing it on Thursday. It will air on Saturday and Sunday. And the Barbershop Contest will be on the air Saturday night. And if you'd like to do that, go to Legacy Quartet Championship. Check that out. If you Google that, you'll find the link that will allow you to listen to it. You can listen free, or you can sign on to become a VIP listener, as they say, and you can get T-shirts and all kinds of paraphernalia, along with chat
nice.
Rooms. You need a T-shirt, Jamie.
I need a T-shirt.
So if you want to give me the $100, I'll sign you up.
Okay,
and
good.
I'll give you the T-shirt. But there's actually a lot of fun goes on, because there's chat rooms that you can get into if you pay to get in. You don't have to pay $100. You can actually have a finals-only ticket for just $35, and you can listen to the top 10 of all time that never won. That's a little asterisk there. Top 10 that never won. For example, my third choice for you today is a quartet called Metropolis, and they have a long history, but not only did they never win, they never came in second, but they're still considered one of the best of all time. We'll tell you a little bit more about them, but this song that we're going to listen to Metropolis do right now is always, always a crowd favorite, called I Only Have Eyes for You.
My love must be a kind of blind love.
My love,
I can't see anyone but you,
but you,
and dear, I wonder if you find. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, my dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
For you,
I don't know if we're in a garden, or on a crowded avenue. You are here,
so am I.
So am I. Millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes for you.
I only have.
That was Metropolis performing live before a very enthusiastic crowd. And if you have a chance to catch these groups that we've been playing on YouTube and watch the video, you miss a lot by just listening to it, because they're very, very entertaining what goes on as they're performing, particularly Metropolis. And Jamie, let's go back to 5 o'clock Shadow, and we'll pick up with Metropolis after that.
And 5 o'clock Shadow is known as one of the world's greatest vocal percussionist groups, which is why, like in the first song, Love Yourself, sounded like more like a band, but that's all them making all the sounds and all the noises. But they've sung with the likes of the Boston Pops, Aaron Neville, Edwin McCain, Patti LaBelle, Kool and the Gang, Blessed Union of Souls, and that was my phone, and James Brown. And VH1 has called them the best undiscovered vocal band. So this last song we're going to hear from them is a song that was popular just a little bit ago called Madness.
I can't get these memories out of my mind, but some kind of madness started to evolve.
Jamie, thanks for finding 5 O'Clock Shadow. Great group. And we have one more song to go from Metropolis in my countdown as to who I think might be one of the greatest quartets of all times in the Barbershop Harmony Society, but never won. And my 3 out of the 10 that are going to be competing this weekend are the Sundowners, 139th Street, and Metropolis. I could be completely wrong.
We'll find out next month.
That's right. When we come on next month, I can either brag or you can trash me.
Yeah, true. And I'll trash you.
Yes, I'm sure you will. Well, I got 6 out of 10 when I picked the top 10. So what do you think my odds are of getting 1 of the 3?
Oh, I think they're pretty good.
That's pretty good to get one of them.
I say you get 2 of the 3.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure they're actually going to tell us who was 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Oh, really?
I think the way it's going to work, I know they're not telling you who was 11th, 12th, 13th out of the 20.
Yeah.
That way everybody can feel like, I was 11th.
Right.
And I don't know if they're going to do that with the top 10 or not, or if they'll tell you who the 5 is but not who was 6th, that kind of thing. So we'll find out all of that. Remember, you can go to Legacy Quartet Championship. It's free. You can zoom in and listen to that. It's a great experience and be some wonderful dialogue between the quartets if you join the chat rooms, that kind of thing. And we have one more Metropolis song to go, but I did say I would tell you a little bit about Metropolis. The tenor was James Sabina, Bob Hartley the lead, Mike McGee on baritone, and Jamie, you remember Mike McGee is a current champion from Main Street.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Baritone of Main Street. And Brian Philbin, great bass, singing bass. They had 12 international contest appearances, and they were always a crowd favorite. They medaled 5 consecutive times between 2002 and 2006, including 2 third-place finishes So he was one of the greatest quartets of all times, and they never even came in second. So
wow,
there's a lot more to it than just what you hear. So you all set with this song, Jimmy? No final comments? No trashing of me yet?
No trash. I'll wait until next month.
All right. So we're going to listen to this last song, which is They Go Wild, Simply Wild Over You. And then we'll see you next time. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Here we go.
Since I'm afraid of all the girls, the hypnotist came by. He listened to me cry that I was kind of shy. 'Cause when it comes to loving girls, it's worse than junior high. Over me, I don't know what it is that they can see.